The city of Vernon continues to issue fines to a young couple living in an RV on their family's acreage. Lee Watkins was hoping he and his wife Sandra would be given a reprieve while the city conducts a report on aligning city bylaws with agricultural land reserve regulations. A little compassion would go a long way until we find an answer, says Watkins, who adds the frequency of fines has only increased since he first shared his story with Castanet. The Watkins moved to their family's acreage in 2022 after their rental home was sold. The housing crunch left the young couple, who own large animals, with few options. While the RV they set up on Sandra's parents' Bella Vista farm meets ALR regulations, the 4.3-acre property is within city limits, and it has the final say. Before October, the couple had received monthly fines of $250. After going public, the amount remained the same, but the frequency of the fines has increased. We've gotten 6 tickets since October 12. The last ones were issued November 1, 4 and 8, and we don't know if any more are coming in the mail, Watkins says. The tickets are no longer being issued by hand, he adds. According to Josh Winquist, City of Vernon spokesperson, the city is limited on what it can share about the matter because it is an active investigation. Council has asked for staff to complete a focused report on the feasibility of allowing third dwellings and recreation vehicles on ALR properties within the City of Vernon, says Winquist. To date, the Watkins penalties for unlawful land use add up to $2,250. Watkins questions why bylaw staff have become more aggressive at a stage where a solution could be close at hand. We had hoped they would hold off on fining us any more while we get this thing sorted out, he says. Winquist says the report is expected to focus on ALR land throughout the whole community, not a case-by-case situation. When the report is received, it will be up to council how they will proceed with next steps. The city will not be commenting further until after council has provided direction to staff on next steps, Winquist says.